We're just trying to change the world here, people.
Oh, really?
Facebooking and the tweeting and the Instagramming, all that would not exist without our understanding of science.
So it's amazing that you took that as an insult.
You mean true for you is different from true for anybody else?
Have yeah,
to
absolutely, because I can't
think either got to be true or not.
I can't, no.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Really Radio Show 82 for Friday, October 23rd, 2015, where we dismantle the current events for your edutainment through mostly rational conversations that make you go, oh, really? I'm your host, Andy Cowan, with my usual suspects, Michael Robinson and Ophelia Falls. Welcome.
Hello there.
Welcome. And, of course, we have a guest out in the chat room. Hello, Tabby Cakes. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And hopefully we will keep you entertained as long as you are awake. All righty. So, let's see. I didn't have any errata from last week when we did the MST3K of the Democratic debates. However, I did get a little bit of feedback from one of our usual listeners saying that she really loved the format and liked what we did, and that we should probably do it again. So,
okay.
So unless somebody tells us otherwise or tells us, "Hey, cut that shit out," we're going to keep doing it. So there you go. Sorry, coffee and the pumpkin spice creamer.
That shit up. We'll probably do what we want because that's what we do.
Pumpkin spice.
If that person isn't the CIA,
I don't listen to them either. So, I am a sovereign nation, all into myself. No, I'm not actually. Anyway, I suppose that we should probably get on with it. But if you have anything to comment on about the show, you can phone it in at 470-222-6759. That's O-R-L-Y, in case you're curious. Also, you can email us, oreallyradiopodcast@gmail.com. That's O-R-L-Y-R-A-D-I-O podcast. You know how to spell that? P-O-D-C-A-S-T @gmail.com. Okay. Into the headlines and stuff and junk. You know, I probably need a bumper there. I should get a bumper. I'll work on that.
Now prep, you fucking maggots. There's your bumper.
Okay. That's scary, Mike. Mike, you're scary. Too scary. Okay.
It's an Archer reference.
I don't know. Okay, whatever. It's all good. It's all good. All right. So, crazy Uncle Joe Biden has said that he is not going to run for the presidency. For some, that is sad. For others, it's the confirmation that we will either have Hillary or Bernie as president. Period. End of story.
I'm not surprised because he didn't want to be vice president.
Yeah, I'm not at all surprised.
I heard some tale that he actually did have desires to be president at earlier on in his career.
And then he learned better.
Yeah, those aspirations may have been beaten out of him over years. Also, Lincoln Chafee has decided to withdraw his name from the presidential bid.
Who?
Yeah. He was the guy that was really, 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 really happy to be there.
Aww.
Like, thanks for noticing me. Thanks, guys.
Oh, the guy whose entire platform was, "I agree with Bernie Sanders."
Yeah, that was the guy.
Also, who dropped out of the race is the guy who accidentally signed up to be a Democrat, the one who killed a man, and that was his answer for enemies.
That's right. I couldn't find my link to that, but yes, Jim Webb.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He woke up and he was like, "Wait, that was the Democratic primaries? Shit. Okay, I'm out.
So, now this is amazing. We're down to two. That's it. It's Hillary versus Bernie.
Yep.
That's all there is.
And I think I speak for everyone here at this podcast when I say, "Feel the burn."
At this podcast, yeah, we're all Bernie supporters here. So,
feel the burn.
I will take this moment to also remind everyone, hey, you know, there's still time to register to vote and even change your party so that you too can vote in the primary. You should do that.
Vote for the burn. Feel the burn.
Yeah, if for some reason you can't figure out how to do that, you know what? Email the show. I will help you, okay? I will send you links and nearly fill the thing out and send you a PDF back just so that you can do it. Okay. That's
it's
all.
Important.
It's really easy.
It's that important. It really is. Okay. Now there's some other interesting news. Paul Ryan actually said that he's going to go ahead and run for the Speaker of the House position anyway.
Dude, make up your damn mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure about what's going on there. He's going to get it because, oh, please let him get it versus his other next competition, which is Daniel Webster, who is part of that whole, the weird disciple stuff that was going on. It's just not so good. Not so good. We don't want them to have any more control than they already do.
Well, I mean, on the upside with Paul Ryan is we know exactly what kind of evil he is.
Better the devil you know? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, I mean, then we can prep for things. You know, like Armageddon.
Ah, okay. Well, that's healthy. That's a healthy attitude. All right. Also, hey, you know our wonderful friend there, the douchebag pharma bro, the one that jacked the price of one of his medicines to astronomical levels, some 3,000%. Yeah, well, after being snubbed by Bernie for not taking the $2,700 donation, which is the maximum that you're allowed to do as a single person. And, oh, by the way, what I was incorrect. So I have a little errata. We were thinking that, A, the story was initially that he donated $10,000. You can't do that. It's $2,700. And second, we thought that he gave the money right back to him. That's not what happened. He took the money. And, yes, he did, in fact, donate it to an AIDS research facility.
So it's even better.
Yes, it's even better than what we had done, I think it was
Bernie
two shows
Sanders,
ago.
Bernie Sanders, feel the burn.
Yeah. So, awesome, Bernie. Thank you very much for all that. It really pissed this guy off. And, apparently, enough notice was taken that another company in San Diego has decided to offer a drug so similar as to make his drug irrelevant for a little less than a dollar a pill. A dollar a pill.
This makes me feel so good inside.
How's that for market capitalism, bitch?
Glorious.
And they shall build an empire out of his tears.
Nice.
Every once in a while, the free market does amazing things.
Tears of my enemies. Now in pumpkin spice. Delicious. All right. A link over on IFL Science had mentioned something that must be repeated. Scientists can now make leukemia cells kill each other.
Yes, good.
Excellent.
Good.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
yes.
Science. You did the thing.
That's right. Just to read a quick blurb from it. Leukemia, a group of cancers affecting the bone marrow and blood, is notoriously difficult to treat, often relapsing and becoming resistant to treatment. But a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science could offer hope, revealing that it's possible to make leukemia cells kill each other. Bum, bum, bum. I added the bum, bum, bum. It's okay. So we will keep a look on that. And it's fantastic. These are things. Leukemia is that thing that kills children.
A lot.
It is the debilitating bone cancer that kills children. It is the thing that actually causes many people to become atheists, realizing that God would not allow such a thing to exist. So that can't be possible. So, yay. From the atheist, but no, it's a wonderful thing, and hopefully we'll have wonderful treatments and less dead suffering children, or suffering children that then die, because once you're dead, you don't suffer anymore. Okay, yeah. I'm getting myself down. I need to move on to something. Oh yes, amazingly enough, some of the people in Florida actually got a good idea in their head, and they're actually going to remove the Confederate battle flag from the Florida Senate seal. It was
they
done.
They finally figured out they're flying an enemy flag, and now they're like, we shouldn't have did the thing.
Something along those lines, yeah. Actually, the Senate seal has a lot of different flags on it, which is...
It's every flag that we've flown under, which is five. Five flags.
Yeah. So it's a thing there. Yeah. So it was done kind of quietly, which is not really a surprise anymore. They don't want any of this
news.
They
only do bad things loudly.
Right. Yeah. It's like, but why wouldn't they want the good news?
Because it's going to upset a whole bunch of people with boomsticks.
Battle Royal of leukemia cells. Absolutely, type of cakes. Absolutely. 2 cells enter. 1 cell leaves. No, hopefully they're all gone, yeah. All right. Of course, Florida's not the only one that's crazy. Mississippi judge. Now, this guy, he needs to be disbarred. And possibly taken out and shot. Mississippi judge displayed a startling lack of concern with constitutional rights during a one-on-one interview. Circuit Court Judge Marcus D. Gordon agrees that suspects have a right under state law to an attorney as soon as an arrest warrant is issued, but he freely admits that he saves money by waiting to assign public defenders until suspects are formally indicted. So basically, let's see. Where is the condemning thing that he said?
Oh, what the people who are accused of crimes are criminals thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't deserve anything because he doesn't believe in innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
Which really should be like number one on the little the little questionnaire that you take to be a judge. Do you believe in this fundamental constitutional right? No, then you don't get on the bench.
Yeah. He says, I do know that there are innocent people who are charged and go through the system who are not guilty in the penitentiary, but there's nothing I can do about that.
You're a judge. It's actually, your job to do something about that.
Yeah, you might actually be the only one that can.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
He's basically just saying, I convict everybody because fuck these guys.
If you come in front of me, you're already guilty. I just have to figure out why. Basically. I'm paraphrasing. In lighter news, however, the U.S. Naval Academy has decided that with impending doomsday possibilities and our reliance on computers being a little too much, they've decided to reinstate celestial navigation in their academies.
Well, that's super important.
It is super important.
Because you know what? Don't change the stars. They don't fucking move.
Well, they move, but not enough for us to really worry about so much.
By the time they move.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I don't see why they... Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, power goes out. It's something that happens. Why do you have to reinstate it? Why did you deinstate it? This is a thing.
Well, here's the quote. Quote, we went away from celestial navigation because computers are great, said Lieutenant Commander Ryan Rogers, the deputy chairman of the Academy Department of Seamanship and Navigation. The problem is, he added, there's no backup.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah.
That's why you need the analog versions.
That's right. It's always good to have a backup. An offline backup is a fabulous thing. Now, things that are going to require an awful lot of computers. NASA apparently aims to have an independent human colony living on Mars in 15 years. Not 50, 15. That's really ambitious.
That is super ambitious, and I don't think it's gonna happen, but I like that they're shooting for it anyway.
To put my tinfoil hat on.
Hey, that's my job.
Do they know something that we don't? What's happening in 15 years that we're not aware of?
No, what's happening in 14 and a half to 16 years that we're not aware of? That 15 is the goal.
With government contractors, let's say 20. What's happening in 20 years?
I am reminded of, like, the Disney Channel movie series from like the early 2000s, Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century, where like she was part of the first like group of freshmen in high school to live in space. Mm-hmm. And then she came down to Earth and everything was the same except technology was just a little bit more badass.
As if that's a problem. Just a little bit more badass. Come on, that's wonderful.
A little bit more badass. And like, because I mean, I like it still because it holds up the idea that in the near future, technology gets cooler, but life doesn't necessarily change. But then she's like, everything's been different since I've been here since kindergarten. And now I'm feeling like there's going to be a preschool on Mars. And we're going to have like Martian Starbucks and, you know, things.
Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars.
Oh,
and people that are not quite on Mars, but I'm sure that he would be in a movie that would take him to Mars. Daniel Craig, of James Bond and many other wonderful movies that we've enjoyed. He admitted that he'd rather slash his wrists than play 007 again, but he still reserves the right to decide his future with James Bond and hasn't signed up for the next movie yet. Honestly, this sounds like a big ploy for money. More money.
Oh, no, he flat out said the other part of that quote was that the only way that he'd still be James Bond, no, that if he continues to be James Bond, he's only in it for the money because he hates right. being James Bond. And I'm sitting here like, does that mean you will or won't slash your wrists if you get a raise?
Yeah, it's obviously money. So, yeah, let's see. How much money to not slash your wrists? Or is it how much money to slash your wrists? I mean, we all have a price, right?
Either way, Daniel Craig, just quit. It hurts you this bad.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of other people that, you know, he's also, I think he's 47. So he's aging out of the role, though we've got plenty of history that older super spies are okay. But he certainly can't do all that parkour stuff. You know, running through walls and things like that. That's for a younger man.
He's so dramatic.
It is kind of a drama. That's okay, right?
I'd rather commit suicide than continue this iconic role. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's emo. And slitting wrists, that's totally emo. I mean, come on.
That's just awful.
It's just, like, super insensitive, like, rich bastard talk. Like...
Like, it dude, really is.
He and is English.
I like him less and less now that he's doing shit like this.
I'm sure it'll be fine. And you know, we don't know what it's like playing the role of Bond. Any one of us might also very easily want to slash our wrists than do it again. But, you know, a guy's got to eat. I hopefully he's invested properly and he doesn't have a problem. But I know that a lot of actors are, you know, very much hand to mouth. So, could be a problem. I don't know. Maybe he has other problems. Maybe that's the big story. Speaking of other problems, Arizona and Texas have come under FDA scrutiny by illegally purchasing execution drugs. Just let that sink in. They're importing execution drugs. From where was it? Where was it? It's unimportant. It's totally unimportant. But oh, also Nebraska apparently. I don't want to leave them out. So Arizona, Texas, and Nebraska are all guilty of attempting to import drugs to kill people with. Awesome.
Why?
I don't know.
Tinfoil hat time.
I just don't know. That information is confidential under state law, says the report.
That is just...
Okay, like...
I just don't know.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay.
Everyone knows Arizona is awful. Everyone knows Arizona's awful. They have so many racist laws that are new. They have anti-Hispanic Jim Crow type laws.
That's true.
They can. Because no one's going to stop them because then you'd have to go to Arizona and no one wants that.
Yeah. No one wants to live in the middle of the fucking desert.
Like, and the people who were there apparently just get so cranky they've got to go off and be racist somewhere. And then everyone knows Texas is awful. Everyone's always known Texas is awful. And then Nebraska, remember, up until recently, Nebraska's big claim to fame in the news was that they forgot to close the loophole about safe haven laws. So they were allowing people to abandon their children as old as 17 at hospitals and at firehouses.
Because I forgot that one. That's incredible.
Whoa. Back that up. What are they allowed to do?
You know the safe haven laws, you know, yeah. You have an unwanted baby so that you don't, like, dumpster them or kill them or whatever.
Right.
You leave them at a hospital, you leave them at a fire station, you leave them at a police place, right?
Yeah.
Nebraska forgot to put a cap on that. It was only after, like, 7 years of people traveling the country to abandon their annoying children that Nebraska even put it to a vote.
Yep.
Wait. People have done that? I am losing faith in humanity.
Oh, people were driving cross-country.
You're only just now losing faith in humanity? Have you been watching the Republic presidential race?
Every now and then it's restored by other things, like leukemia cells doing a battle royale. That restores a little bit of my faith in humanity, or at least science.
But no, like, that was Nebraska's claim to fame as far as dumb shit in the news.
Yeah.
Now Nebraska is joining the two worst states that we have and being like, I want to kill people, but I don't want the government to know.
That's amazing. Okay, so apparently Nebraska attempted to ship 1,000 vials of sodium thiopental, which is an anesthetic that is no longer used in the U.S., although it remains in use in the developing world. In fact, they were pulling it in from India. The sole FDA-approved manufacturer of the drug stopped making the drug specifically to keep it out of the hands of death penalty states. Specifically. So it's an interesting little political game here.
They were jonesing for some death penalty.
Yeah, the Arizona Republic reported that the Arizona Corrections Department contracted to purchase 1,000 vials of the drug as well. So apparently 1,000 is the magic number. Maybe they should go with only like 10. Maybe then it'll go under the radar. But don't take my word for it. Don't try that. Don't try that, guys. Anyway, besides, you're going to kill them anyway. I'm sure that you could put them out with morphine. Just really high doses of morphine.
There are really, really much easier ways to execute people than this fucking lethal injection bullshit.
Than smuggling drugs from India.
Yeah,
there are these things called bullets. They get fired really fast from these things called guns.
But
guns don't kill people.
No, wait. Oh, okay, hang on. I have an interesting thought on that. Why don't we do the firing squads?
Two states in the union that still do firing squads.
Yes, but we're not talking about them. Why don't we do it everywhere, though, in states that have the death penalty? Why is it not there? Is it cruel and unusual punishment?
If you shoot someone in the head, they're dead before they could feel it. I mean.
But so why don't we do that?
I feel
because
like
people are fucking retarded. That's
wouldn't,
why.
Wouldn't the NRA be all about that? But oh, wait, no, it's bad for their image, isn't it?
Guns can't kill people.
That's right. Only people kill people, and we can't make the people that are, you know, in charge of killing people feel guilty about the same thing that they just did. I don't know.
I mean, we still have two states of the union that also do hangings, and hangings are real fast if you do it right.
If you do it right, yeah. If you do it wrong, then, you know. There was a story, I can't remember the outlaw, but he was very wiry and thin out on the range because he couldn't eat anything. You know, he was basically starving himself out there. But when he got into the jail cell, they apparently fed him real good, and he gained a lot of weight waiting for his execution. And by the time they actually went out there and hung him, his head popped right off. So. And with that, let me move on to one more story in Texas. Texas officials raided a Planned Parenthood health center, and they're not going to say why. They're just stonewalling.
They just did it because they felt like it.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Well, they're on the warpath to... It's the never-ending war against women.
Yeah.
It's not to save the babies. Don't even think of that, because...
Because once you're born, they don't care about you.
No, they really don't. They really don't. In fact, it's so crazy that another story out of The Statesman, which is a Texas newspaper, that has Texas, the word Texas, is now slang for crazy in Norway.
I want to test this against some Norwegian friends.
If you know out there, please provide some feedback. Let us know.
See? Here's the great thing about this story is I don't know whether it's true or not because I don't know any Norwegian people, but I can't tell if it's true or not because it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best.
Yeah. a story that I did not put in the rundown. Mythbusters is apparently going into its final season.
Well, you know, they have been doing this for 14 seasons.
They have been doing it for an awfully long time, but...
They're also not friends, simply colleagues, and I'm sure if you cannot befriend someone you've been working with for 14 years, shit gets tiring.
They're just too different. They're just very different people.
They've also been working together since before the show started. They do special effects. That's their thing.
Yeah, it's more like a 20-year, you know, partnership kind of thing. So, off and on. But with that, now I think we can definitely safely use, the plausible or myth busted kind of thing in anything that we do here. So yes, the myth that Texas is slang for crazy in Norway is plausible. And with that, I think that, that rounds out our news and on to a break.
Are you annoyed by misinformation spreading like crazy, and you want to stop the flood of nonsense coming from all directions? Go to Wikipedia, as do all those millions out there. Did you know there's an edit button on all Wikipedia articles? Why don't you go and hit that button to start making the world's largest online encyclopedia a more reliable source of information? If you're specifically interested in skeptical topics, come and join us at Guerrilla Skepticism on Wikipedia, an international endeavor to change the world for the better, word by word. There are many ways you can contribute. You just need to start. You speak several languages, all the more reason to join us. We provide training and all the help you need. If you want to make a change, there's a nice community waiting for you out there. Contact us at gsowteam@gmail.com. Visit our website, that's gorillaskeptics.com, or check out the Guerrilla Skepticism on Wikipedia Facebook page.
And in some good news for a change, our America's Hat, Canada, has just recently had their elections for Prime Minister. And as opposed to having another winter of discontent with a very conservative parliament and prime minister, Justin Trudeau has arose to become their new prime minister after more than a decade of conservative rule. And really, after looking at his record and what his party platform is and what he wants to do and what he has said afterwards, he is basically Canada's Bernie Sanders, as far as I can tell. I have links here for just the way he treats people. He went through a subway and just like was high-fiving people and, you know, really doing a thank the local citizen thing, you know, not any giant stump speech or anything like that. Literally going down into the tunnels and saying hello to people. He has an environmental plan to end fossil fuel subsidies and invest in clean tech. He is going to pull out of the ISIS raids and the Syrian conflict. So he's basically ending wars abroad. He supports the deal with Iran. just it's loads and loads of everything bad for what conservative politics here in the United States would be.
Yep. And that's awesome.
And apparently
it just feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good that we can still escape to Canada.
Safely.
Yes. Let's see. Where, there was something else. Where? That's an advertisement. That's weird. Under the previous government, we saw a climate of fear where some government scientists were not allowed to talk to journalists about their research results, says Rachel Jolie, editor of Index of Censorship magazine. I didn't know there was an Index of Censorship magazine. I think I need to get that. We hope that the new government will be more committed to making sure its citizens are fully informed about science and research. Trudeau has also promised to take climate change seriously after years of inertia under the Conservatives. He has promised to establish a novel climate change framework by February 2016 that will include a plan to phase out fossil fuels, fossil fuel subsidies. The Liberals have committed to investing $6 billion in green infrastructure over the next 4 years and $2 billion in low-carbon economy trust that will fund projects to cut carbon emissions. So he's got a plan. He's putting it into action. He's allowing scientists to actually speak their mind and their truth.
See what happens when millennials vote.
Yeah, that is pretty much it.
Good things happen.
Yeah.
So for the love of God, get out there and vote, you assholes.
Nice. Nice.
Don't be an asshole. Frickin' vote.
Yes. Don't be an asshole. Vote.
Yeah, there was apparently, and I didn't hear about it because, well, obviously it was muzzled, but there was apparently a muzzling muzzling of publicly funded scientists, and they were pulling out of the Kyoto Protocol in 2011, all as part of a rollback on climate action. So basically complete denial that the world is warming and that we're all screwed if we don't act.
Yeah.
Yay!
Wow.
I heard a TED talk over the week here that if we miss the two degree centigrade increase, then we're very much headed for a 4 to 6 degree change in temperature. Now that's average. That's not the you're going to go outside and feel 6 degrees warmer. You may feel, if you happen to be in a desert, for instance, you may feel a 20-degree increase. That's not good. That's, in some regions of the world, that's boiling yourself.
Yep.
So, as we get into that, and with that more extreme environments, you know, it's going to be colder in the cold areas, it's going to be warmer in the warm areas, that's what the overall temperature shift is going to look like. But overall, the average, everything's going to get warmer, the ice is going to melt, there's going to be less reflectivity into the atmosphere, it's going to just snowball, basically, but without any snow.
So what you're saying is, this is what's going to happen in 20 years that we need to go to Mars for.
That might be it. That might be it. I'm not sure. Well, really, again, we don't know, because of the wonders of chaos theory and super complex systems. We don't know exactly when this is going to happen, but all the models that we have so far say that it's bad, okay?
It will happen.
Yeah, it's just a matter of when. And the thing about carbon, the carbon that we expend, or really any greenhouse gas that we put into the atmosphere, with varying degrees, of course, stays in the atmosphere for about 100 years. So what we do today is going to affect our grandchildren's children. It's not good. And
nope.
It's not about lessening what we've done. It's about reversing what we've done. And we are nowhere near that. So I know that I, for one, have been looking for real estate, maybe perhaps a large tract of land somewhere at a higher elevation. And a a more northerly latitude, someplace a little cooler and a little higher, because I'm in Florida and this house is going to be underwater in more ways than one. So,
yes.
Not so good. Yeah. And it's really, I'm coming to terms with it. I'm not comfortable with it by any means, but I'm coming to terms with this is simply the way it is going to be, so you might as well plan for it. Why not?
Well, we're screwed. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And
no big deal. Just one the of end our, of the world.
Yeah, just that's just the end of the world. And one of our friends out in the chat room says, Alaska is already suffering extreme coastal damage due to global warming. And yeah, it absolutely is.
The same is true of Siberia.
Yeah. What's going to happen when all that permafrost finally thaws out? And then it's no longer perma.
And, you know, for some reason, this reminds me of the fact that Mount Everest, half of Mount Everest cannot be climbed right now because it is fraught with human feces. So there goes the idea of settling on, you know.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, yeah. You brought up human feces. Could you explain that?
People who climb Mount Everest have to poop somewhere. Apparently, it's on one side of Mount Everest. And it's so bad because it's completely frozen there. You can't climb on part of Mount Everest if you can get to it anyway. Because there's too much poop for people to be able to go there safely.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Me neither.
I was involved with the Scouts. So I go with that whole leave no trace thing.
Yeah.
If you bring it in, you take it out. I think that ought to apply for mountains, too.
Yeah, but, like, who wants to climb to the top? Yeah, also, there are a lot of bodies. You're right, in the chat room. But worse than the corpses that are frozen in time is all of the uncovered human shit that is frozen in time.
As long as it's frozen, you're okay.
Apparently not.
I don't think that's true.
No?
I think it's still super dangerous and unhealthy for it's, you.
You know what's super dangerous? You know what's super dangerous and unhealthy? Climbing Mount Everest. All stop right there. Super dangerous and unhealthy.
It's really not.
Yes, it is. I mean,
climbing mountains is not particularly dangerous if you got the right gear, you know. Yes. Just well, like
Mount
else.
Everest.
The record,
Mount Everest, God's middle finger jutting out from the center of the world.
There was a record number of 169 people that made it to the summit in one season. And that's amazing for those crazy people that wanted to go. But, I mean, there was just a movie out, I thought, about people dying horribly on the mountain. I'm not sure. Yeah. So yeah, it's not so good. It's not so good. I don't.
So if you want to climb a really tall mountain, but you don't want to spend a lot of time around poop, think about Kilimanjaro.
Or just go to the Big Island, because the Big Island in Hawaii is actually the tallest mountain in the world.
You can live on it.
It just starts from under the water, but it is actually the tallest mountain in the world. And I have climbed that one, so screw you, Mount Everest.
It's all about being above sea level, dude.
Screw you, Mount Everest, and your poop land.
Well, with that, I think our hat's off to Justin Trudeau for being Prime Minister of Canada and hopefully showing the United States the way. And with that, on to...
Hi, Really Radio listeners. This is your host, Andy Cowan, calling my voicemail to make sure that it still works. Please consider calling us, 470-222-6759. Bye.
The bad. Just last night, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was berated and badgered for 11 hours over Benghazi. Again. 11 hours.
But there are some great clips that have come out of that.
Oh, they're amazing. There are amazing things that have come out of that.
Of the, you know, of Hillary cackling while the whole thing dissolves into them shouting at each other because they're on the fucking playground at elementary school.
The level of not fucking bothered.
The line, what was that line? I'm sorry that the facts don't match up with your narrative or some shit like that. That was fucking glorious.
Yeah. Like, these are all things that she's said. And one thing that was very clear is, A, this was all the GOP just trying to sabotage her. And the other people on the committee, the Democrats on the committee, said as much loudly, proudly, and rather eloquently all over the place.
Constantly.
And it just continued to show what an absolute farce it is. A terrible version of a kangaroo court. Somebody that I saw had posted a link to the trial in Star Trek VI, where the Klingons have both Kirk and McCoy, you know, up on charges there, and now that's a kangaroo court. It's like they should have learned, you know, this is nothing. And they just proved that she actually can take it very well. I mean, she maintained poise. She laughed a lot of it off. Yes, people died. I don't want to dismiss that people died. However, she did everything that she could, everything that was in her power to do legally, because all of the funding was cut by the Congress. For more security at the embassies.
Yeah.
And we've got all the emails now that prove all that. But, so it wasn't her fault. She wasn't there. But then they said something about her going, she went home and that she was alone. And being asked whether or not she was alone by one of the other congressmen there, that's when she started cackling. Like, what did you expect? Like, I have a brothel at home or something? Like, I went home to go get laid? I mean, that was like going to be the next thing. I would have laughed too. Just absolutely ridiculous. So go ahead.
I think it's asinine. Like, if you're going to wage war on women in all of their forms, which is what they're doing, and they see a woman in power, and they're like, you know what? She's a woman, so we're going to work real hard on this. Like, could you at least be a little bit more discreet, you bumbling oafs?
Nah.
Like, that's why she deteriorated into giggling at them.
Yeah.
Because are you kidding me right now? Is this what you guys are doing with tax dollars? Like, ugh.
There were a lot of exasperated eye rolls and shrugs. It wasn't just her that was doing it. You know, there seemed to be this humdrum casualness to many parts of it where they were just kind of resting their chins on their fists. You know, it's like, okay, let's move on. You know, okay, what's going on next? You know, just going through the motions more than anything.
I mean, if anybody who's listening at any point in time is good at good at superimposing things on there. Could you gift to us the Benny Hill theme song in the back?
Nice.
Or March of the Gladiators, even.
Oh,
like,
I can do that. Hang on. Alexa?
Of course you can.
Play Yakety Sax.
I can't find the song Jacati Sax in your music.
Jacati Sax? What? No. Okay, that's wrong. Okay, usually it'll do it.
Your technology is failing you.
My technology failed right there. You know, live demo. There you go. Live demos always fail. They suck. Just, that's the way it is. Oh, well, too bad. Anyway, so I don't really want to talk about Benghazi because it's boring and kind of depressing. And yes, we can mock it and laugh and point and all that. And it indicates what a terrible waste of time and oh my God, the money that's been spent on this horrible charade. It's ridiculous. But then it goes a little further. And Representative Mo Brooks, Republican out of Alabama, has stated that Hillary will be subject to immediate impeachment proceedings if elected. They're already planning to impeach her. And she hasn't even gotten the party's nomination yet.
There's no war on women.
No, not at all.
Well, definitely a war on Hillary. It's definitely a war on Hillary. That's all I really know. And this was before the House Select Committee berated her. It's just amazing. There is one thing that I think bears a little bit of witness here. And CNN, one of their reporters, did a fantastic job of piecing it all together. And there's a video, and I'm going to play the audio from that, assuming that everything works. Here we go. It's like 3 minutes, and it says
Kevin,
everything.
I'm not done with my question. I'm just giving you the courtesy of reading your notes.
That's all right.
All right.
There was a lot of that. where her lawyers and her staff were handing her notes on things they were going through. And apparently this irked the Republicans so much that they had to mention it every single time it happened. And at this point, her mic broke up the first time because she had it muted. But she said, no, it's okay. I can do more than one thing at a time. So I just thought that was important. Okay, well, we'll carry on. Hillary's day in 3 minutes.
There are people, frankly, in both parties who have suggested that this investigation is about you.
That's Representative Trey Gowdy.
Let me assure you it is not.
It is time, and it's time now for the Republicans to end this.
This is Representative Elijah Cummings. He is fantastic in all of this. They definitely need to, you need to keep an eye on him. He's a great, great guy. He's gonna go far.
Taxpayer-funded fishing expedition.
I took responsibility. I only see a handful of emails to you from your senior staff about Benghazi.
Well, Congresswoman, I did not conduct most of the business that I did on behalf of our country on email. Of
course. Please turn to tab 31.
Well,
it's right there.
I trust that you have read it, but I also tell you that we had a presence in Benghazi.
I talk a little slower than everybody else, so the question...
I lived in Arkansas a long time. Yeah, I don't need an interpreter, Congressman.
I think that's particularly disturbing. I think the fact that your team was meeting with
I'm sorry,
that,
which team is this, Mr.
Yeah, your, it would have been... We don't know exactly who...
Well, it would be helpful.
It would have been one of your State Department employees, Madam Secretary. I don't know which one.
So you can't be square with the American people.
I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book, Hard Choices. I'd be glad to send it to you, Congressman.
Sick burn.
Yeah, she definitely, there's a lot of these little clips that are going to be just fantastic fodder for later. And I guess this is actually, since it's just this going back and forth, the clip that I was actually thinking of was for the Prime Minister and there was somebody there that was really itemizing things out well. So this is literally just segments of what happened at the Benghazi hearing. So it's almost done, halfway.
You know, I would imagine I've thought more about what happened than all of you put together. I've lost more sleep than all of you put together. One of the horrors of the hours after the attack was our failure to be able to find where the ambassador was. We thought things would be safe once they took refuge in the CIA annex. It turned out also to be a target for the militants. I want not just the committee members, but any viewers in the public to understand that this was the fog of war.
When Gaddafi himself is finally removed, you should, of course, make a public statement before the cameras wherever you are, even in the driveway of your vacation home. You must go on camera. That was Blumenthal's admonishment to you.
And I don't recall doing that, just well, in case you're going to ask me.
Yeah, but I mean, look, the timing.
This is not a prosecution, Mr. Schiff. You and I are both familiar with them. I've reached no conclusions, and I would advise you to not reach any conclusions either.
Gowdy is just angry. Just blatantly angry. He also has a terrible haircut and a very greasy forehead. you know, so, and you know, that's for everyone to see. It's on the video. It is an odd haircut. It's like pointed up in the middle. I guess maybe it's because it's Back to the Future. Maybe he knows that we're all supposed to dress a certain way now. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But definitely you can go take a look at the video. The clips are readily available. And if you really have 11 hours of your life to spend on it, you could watch all of it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, the guinea pigs tell you no.
Just don't do it.
The guinea pig is really fucking pissed about politics.
They demand absolution.
And hay.
They want Benghazi hay. They will not be satisfied.
Where was the hay in Benghazi? Where was the hay?
That's right, Senator. Where was the hay? Oh, it's terrible. There's a lot of good takeaways, but basically, the end-all be-all of it was that the Republican Party they stepped in that Mount Everest shit. They really did. And never came up for air. It's really, really terrible. They shot themselves in the foot over and over again. It had already been announced that all of this was wrong. The public opinion outcry over this is just astronomically in Hillary's favor.
Yeah.
They spent 11 hours of taxpayer time as an infomercial for Hillary. I mean, that's really what it equates down to, because she owned it. She absolutely owned that entire proceeding. Yeah, there were some hard questions asked, and she gave hard answers. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Grace under pressure, like, all they've done is like, boosted everybody's confidence in her. Like they've also, I don't know who told them this was a good idea.
It's the party line. They're just toeing the party line, I think.
Like, it's just that, like, I thought you guys at least wanted to actually win something. Like, did you not think about the fact that
winning is not as important as making them lose?
Like, I just feel like when you want to win, you do things. When you don't want to win, you do things like this.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They think they are playing a game with completely different rules than, you know, the real world. They think that they're doing the right thing when the rest of us are pointing and laughing at them.
Yeah. It is a mockery. It's an absolute mockery. And the Republicans themselves have said as much, that this was all a giant mistake. Oh my God, what have we done? You know, there's a lot of that all over the place. So we'll see, you know, in the weeks that follow, what the numbers look like and how this has made her star rise. I believe it has. You know, we'll see how it goes. But it was definitely a lot of publicity for her that, frankly, the GOP is handing her the election.
Yeah.
They were just like polishing the silver platter this whole time. But here you go. Here it is. Hand it over. I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, they had to have advisors who were like, maybe we shouldn't. I mean, maybe we shouldn't do this. Because, like, I obviously am not pro-Republican, but I do know that when you want to win something, you don't open your mouth and insert every foot you can find.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just your own. No, it's everyone's. They're not stupid. They are not. They are smart people to have gotten this far. They certainly don't act like it sometimes, but they are intelligent people. I wonder if it's just the mindset that they're in to continue the witch hunt. It's just like, this is what we have to do. You know, they don't have any other driving force that's going to yank them out of it. It's just the horrible attraction to doing that. They don't know any other way.
I'm disappointed. I am more disappointed than I usually am in them because of this.
It is. It is very disappointing. I'm disappointed in all of our politicians up there that something like this could even happen. It's ridiculous. Why?
And for so long.
And for so much money. Millions of dollars has been taken out of the mouths of hungry children to try to burn Hillary at the stake. And instead, all they did was hand her a plate of delicious steak.
Mm.
That's really all they did. Okay. Enough of Benghazi. On to a logical fallacy. Yay! Oh, my. I'm still getting over something. I know Mike's still getting over something. There is something in the air, and it's horrible. And it crawls right into your lungs and then won't give it up. Anyway. The gambler's fallacy. You said that runs occur to statistically independent phenomena, such as roulette wheel spins. This commonly believed fallacy can be said to have helped create an entire city in the desert of Nevada, USA. Though the overall odds of a big run happening may be low, each spin of the wheel is itself entirely independent from the last. So, whilst there may be a very small chance that heads will come up 20 times in a row if you flip a coin, the chance of heads coming up on each individual flip remains 50-50, and aren't influenced by what happened before. For example, a guy named Red had come up... Oh, no. Sorry. I was thinking a guy named Red. Red had come up 6 times in a row on a roulette wheel. So, Greg knew that it was close to certain that Black would come up the next turn. Suffering an economic form of natural selection, with this thinking, he soon lost all of his savings. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, kind of like that. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Oh, terribly sorry. So, into the ugly. And this week, it is quite ugly. There have been some horrible things spoken this last week. And, you know, we're supposed to be in the future. As of October 21st, 2015, we are supposed to be in the future.
We live in the future.
We do live in the future. We have amazing things. Tesla released their auto-driving cars. They released that software update, and all their Teslas can now drive autonomously to a degree. It's amazing. We live in the future. It's freaking people out, but, you know, that's besides the point. It's the future. So things like this that are happening in this ugly segment should not be happening anymore. Just putting that out there. Get that straight in your mind. These are things that should not happen anymore. So, a conservative radio host freaks out and says, the headline from Raw Story, conservative radio host freaks out, transgender crowd will use magnets to suck God from your brain.
Here's the deal. I, as a transgender individual, am a non-binary transgender individual, but I am, in fact, a transgender individual, can confirm that we have a God magnet.
What? Come on.
Where it is hidden is none of your business, but we have a God magnet. Heed his warnings, mortals. Heed them.
You are not helping your case.
What a moron. That guy is such a moron. Sorry, okay. I had to. Like, how does he think anyone will believe these things?
There's an awful lot of things out there that get believed. None of this makes any sense. Okay, the conservative host, it's Joe Miller and his guest William Briggs, a statistician and adjunct professor at Cornell University, had a long discussion about the recent UCLA study. According to a release by the University of New York, the study sought to understand how the posterior medial frontal cortex influences ideology, specifically religion and nationalism. Using transcranial magnets, the researchers were able to target and temporarily shut down the region. Now, we spoke briefly of this in a previous episode. This is where they found the region of the brain that is basically responsible. It's where God lives in your brain. So, subjects were asked questions about death, and to rate a negative essay about the United States, they were told was written by an immigrant, the results of the magnetic destimulation of the area of the brain in question resulted in less belief in religion and greater acceptance of immigrants. It's interesting. So, wait, less religion, better immigrants? That's the takeaway? That's an interesting takeaway. Those two things. So the more God you want, you have, the less you want immigrants in the country?
I want to remind myself that correlation is not causation, but are you...
Yeah, it kind of jibes with other ideas that have already been brewing in our heads, doesn't it? You know, the things like, let's build a giant wall between Mexico and Texas. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thank you, science.
Keep all those immigrants out. Because why? Because Jesus.
Because Jesus.
Which doesn't make any sense, of course. This prompted Briggs to fear that the study would lead to eugenics, targeting conservatives. That's the leap that he made. Quote, basically, what they're doing is they're trying to bring back eugenics, even in a way, because they're identifying what they say are biological constituents for belief. Therefore, they're able to test for these biological constituents.
Okay, here's the thing. From the what the fuck are you doing department, if you are so confident in, you know, your God and all that, shouldn't you believe that there's no way that science can take it away from you? All this reeks of is that you're not really all that confident in your own belief.
Yeah, pretty much. If you boil it down, yeah. Yeah, I that's one thing that I've always attested, that if religion was true, you wouldn't have to proselytize. It would simply be evident. Everyone would believe it. Because it would be true. Like gravity.
Bring back eugenics as he watched a dog show. Thank you, Mandy. Dog shows are eugenics for dogs.
Are they? No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's... You...
Yeah.
It's selective breeding. It's not eugenics. That's different. Because eugenics brings the whole thought process of getting rid of an entire species, you know, based on certain genetic criteria. Which isn't what dog shows do.
I'm no vegan, but I have feelings on this.
But
however, just anyway.
Wait a second.
What is this? The magnet.
Okay, yeah, the magnets. He worried that people might think he was joking or being paranoid, but apparently he was not.
This is a legitimate worry
a legitimate worry. He says, but no, this is exactly it, he continued. There was a story this week, too, that some employers are now asking for DNA samples, not just to detect potential medical maladies, but to look for these kind of characteristic traits that they think have identified to make one a lesser person. Wait, so he's trying to conflate that being religious is being targeted as being a lesser person?
He's also calling... No, I think what he's saying is that if you're not religious, you are a lesser person. And because of that, they want to get rid of people who are better than them.
Wow, that's convoluted, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Persecution complexes. I bathe in these tears.
Yeah, it is truly a persecution complex. It's very complex, and he's definitely looking for persecution where there isn't any. The study, in fact, did not look at DNA, looking for genetic traits of believers versus non-believers. It focused on area of the brain and the effects of shutting it down temporarily. That's all. That's all it did. Miller then hinted that magnets may be used by transgender people against people of faith. Quote, the whole transgender crowd, they see their main opponents as being those of faith. And so obviously they're going to use any aggressive tactics they can to move forward that agenda. This is still minority opinion, though, right? In psychology and elsewhere? Briggs answered, no, I don't think it's a minority opinion anymore. What?
I wish I had...
Start over again? What? What?
I don't know that it's going to get any better. I really don't.
Fear us mortals. Fear us religious mortals.
The whole transgendered crowd, they see their main opponent as being those of faith. And so, obviously, they're going to use any aggressive tactics they can to move forward that agenda, which is so ill-defined, it doesn't bear even mentioning. This is what Miller said, and this is still minority opinion, though, right? In psychology and elsewhere? He's asking Briggs, William Briggs, PhD, who is a climate scientist and philosopher. A philosopher, not psychologist. And then Briggs answered, no, I don't think it's minority opinion anymore. I don't know that the anymore was even necessary. I don't think that's minority opinion. As in, I don't think that's an opinion. I think you're making things up. I think you're crazy.
I don't have any.
it's so redonkulous. But these people have radio shows and they're actually on the air. Unlike us, which we do have a podcast, a radio show, and we say things. I don't think that they're necessarily crazy. Though I could be crazy for thinking that they're not necessarily crazy. And then I get meta. As I self-analyze myself.
The meme has become aware.
That's right. So I says to myself, self.
I just, here's the, I feel like he got confused. I feel like he heard the word trans and he was like, it's them's peoples who wants to change their genitals.
That's right.
And
with their,
read
with their
anything.
Weird agendas. Because that goes back to that whole gay agenda thing, right? That meme concept of the gay agenda, yeah. Which is really just normal people like living their lives and not being bothered by other
gay agenda. Live my life.
Yeah.
Have gay sex. The end.
Yeah. Have sex the way I want. Is
the
that
end.
The problem? Yeah. That's the gay agenda. So then, as if it wasn't bad enough, we go a little further. This is why it's all the ugly. An attorney in New York said on Thursday that the murder of a transgender woman wasn't worth the same punishment as if his client had killed someone in the higher end of the community. Just, yeah, okay. I've let that sit for a moment. Okay. A sentence of 25 years to life is an incredibly long period of time, Judge, said John Scarpa, as he asked the judge to go easy on his client, Rasheen Everett, who was convicted last month in the 2010 murder of Amanda Gonzalez-Anjuar. Shouldn't that be reserved for people who are guilty of killing certain classes of individual, asked Scarpa, according to the New York Post? Certain classes of people? Certain
okay.
better people? Yeah, go ahead.
I am a religious individual. I'm not a Christian individual, but I am a religious individual. And the difference, largely, between the God my mother talks about being a Catholic and the gods that I talk about being me is my God Smite.
Smite.
I think the Catholic God was very big on smiting earlier in his career.
Yes, but he retired from that. He settled down, had a kid,
and mellowed out.
And mellowed the fuck out. Whereas,
had a kid out of wedlock. You know, he was a single dad. You know, it was an interesting story.
You know, but I'm a chemist, and there's an entire department of gods that we have set to do horrible things to horrible people. And my dear gods, if you're listening to this podcast, that guy.
I think you need to send a memo to that department. actually. That can guy. Can you do that?
This is the memo. We're sending it right now.
Oh, good, good, good. Audio memo.
I mean, I'm absolutely sure that deities have YouTube. It would be uncivilized to not. But, like, why okay. Certain classes of people. So does that mean when he, hopefully, listen to me, my gods, ends up in a dumpster in a month, that whoever did that should also not get a very hard sentence because of the caliber of person he is? That's what I'm hearing.
The Queen's Supreme Court Justice, Richard Butcher, scolded Scarpa as he sentenced Everett to 29 years in prison, which was 4 more years than what he was actually originally going to get. This court believes every human life is sacred, he said. It's not easy living as a transgender, and I commend the family for supporting her. Everett, 32, was convicted of strangling Gonzalo Sanjuar last month. They had met through an ad. He was allegedly shocked to find she had male genitalia. Throughout the proceedings, Scarpa stunned the victim's family as he detailed her sexual past. Quote, Amanda was engaged in a life of prostitution, life of drug use, HIV exposure, Scarpa said. She was having sex with other individuals, knowing she had the chance of spreading diseases. Gonzalo Sanjuar, 29, was found dead in her ransacked New York apartment on March 30th, 2010. Her naked body sprawled across the bed. She had been stabbed several times, including in the neck and chest. Butcher described Everett as, quote, cold-hearted and violent, and a violent menace to society, before handing down his sentence. So, thank you, Judge, for not allowing this kind of thing
also,
to happen.
If this guy saw a single dad and was like, I'm gonna bang this girl, and then was like, oh no, not the genitals that I was hoping for. And it was all that sudden.
Your delivery is fantastic on that, by the way. Oh, like, dear.
How the hell does he know exactly what she was doing as far as her personal life? Because this falls into the stereotype that all Hispanic transgender people are prostitutes. That's a thing.
There might have been a great deal of stereotyping there. We also don't know what exhibits A through double Z were. You know, we have no idea what was brought up in this case, only that this was what was stated, you know, for the court record. Like,
furthermore, okay, blah, 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 the victim did all this, but didn't your client sign up to bang her ass?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then instead of doing that, stabbed her to death and ransacked her apartment?
I feel like regardless of a victim's character, there comes a point where the accused can't, just for knowing them, can't ever sound like they were better.
Yeah. Well, this was clearly an attempt to indict the character of Anjouar. You know, that was not... It was just an ad hominem attack. It's like, because regardless of what happened in their life, up to the point of being violently murdered, does not excuse the fact that they were violently murdered.
That's called the law.
You know, none of that matters. This is victim blaming. Not only were the inflammatory things, you know, like that said, but it was also clearly victim blaming in that, well, obviously they had it coming because, I mean, look at the way that, she was wearing and this and that and, you know, the genitals and the stuff and the drug use and oh my God. It's like, but that was a living person that died violently at the hands of this other asshole that you're trying to defend,
you know,
poorly, we might add.
It's that kind of defense and that kind of, like, right before the sentencing hearing is being like, well, who wouldn't have killed her?
That's exactly
well, see, here's,
it. Yeah,
here's,
that's the subject.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Okay, you paid for a service. For whatever reason, you were confused as to what service from what person you were going to be receiving. You know what you can do? Ask for your money back and walk out. You don't have to stab a person.
And then trash them.
You're still a douchebag because you stabbed a person.
Yeah.
Like, I, The thing is that, like, I see a lot of this, especially with, you know, being fairly active in the trans community and all of my exposure and whatnot to horrible creatures that try to pass themselves off as human, looking to conservatives. And there's this overwhelming sort of, because it's not just that, it's not just that she was trans that brings this up. It's that she was trans and a minority and maybe a call girl and also was presenting as a girl, and all of these things make this murderer guy.
Yeah. Oh, plus feel drug like use too.
Entitled, you know, feel he is entitled to do whatever the hell he wants, including robbing and murdering her. It's a multifaceted thing, yeah. And honestly, those kind of, like, sentencing rhetoric on going easy, there were a million other things you could have said that were not transphobic as to why you don't think he needs the whole 20-whatever.
Yeah.
You just wanted to make it real clear that you don't like trans people either, and that probably, if given the chance, you might do the same thing he did.
Really, I think...
that's essentially your defense.
I think 29 years was getting off easy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, way easy.
Oh, yes.
For being a violent killer in that fashion. Just, yeah, I don't even see why more of the book wasn't thrown. Not just the first few chapters.
Yeah. I don't see why he gets to live and we have to, you know, pay for him to be locked in a room for 29 years. But, yeah. You know, that's just me, because I think that's a ridiculous waste of taxpayer dollars.
As a liberal who's pro the death penalty, I see stuff like this, and I'm like,
This is why I'm pro the death penalty.
I don't know that I'm pro death penalty anymore. I don't know. I change my mind on things.
Well, and that's your prerogative. And people aren't inherently good or bad for being pro or anti-death penalty.
No.
But, which is, you know, an argument that is made on one side or the other. But
I sometimes think that I think the death penalty might actually be the easier route on someone.
Well, I mean,
I think a life in prison with no chance of parole, I think that actually is a harsher crime, a harsher punishment.
Yeah, sure, it's a harsher penalty, yeah. But this is also, I'm also looking at it from the other side of the coin, is the taxpayers have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy who is, he is so violent that he is willing to kill another person. Once you have crossed that line, and not in a wartime scenario, because that's different, but in the scenario of what, you know, he was in a hotel room with some lady who turned out to be a dude and decided to stab her. So, obviously,
turned out to be a dude on the bottom. She was assigned a dude.
Doesn't matter. There was another human being in that room who was not a threat to him, and he decided to stab that human being.
Because that seems like a great idea.
Obviously, too dangerous to be allowed amongst the civilized peoples. So why am I, with my tax dollars, why is anyone with their tax dollars paying to keep this man alive when we have to keep him separate from the rest of us not insane people forever?
Yeah. There's a lot to be said for both cases. So I'm neither for or against it at this point. I'm very much on the fence, and usually I'm for it, honestly. So that I'm hedging away from it at this time in my life is just, yeah, it's my own path. But yeah, this person, I think 39 years, I think that was light. And
I don't see why that's not an automatic life sentence when you killed someone and your defense was, well, anyone should have killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, and well, we got several more years there tacked on just because your lawyer's a douchebag.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, I thought that was nice. So, okay, one more thing to throw on this bonfire of hate. Rand Paul says it's okay to fire LGBT people because plenty of places will hire them.
This coming from the man who, you know,
plenty of people.
Is a career politician, so he hasn't had to look for a job in how long? First of all.
Ever? Really? So, apparently this may have gone out live streamed on Periscope. So he's been trying to backpedal, you know, and retract the statement as best as possible, but I don't think it's really going to get very, very good for him. In that this has come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
This is a thought that you have. Trying to isolate it is trying to frost a dung cake. It's still rotten in the core. It's really bad. I don't think that you're going to make it any better.
I mean, at the very least, this is Exhibit A as to proof that Republicans don't think before they talk in front of people.
They also don't realize that, you know, the internet has a memory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first thought on the matter. My second thought is anyone surprised he said this? Rand Paul is evil.
Nope, not surprised.
Yeah.
And then my third thought on this is, like, are you fucking kidding me? That's like saying, it's okay if you don't allow black people into your store. They'll find other places to shop.
That's exactly equivalent to this, yeah. Yeah. He tried to say that it sets up a whole industry for someone to sue. You know, like, the whole being fired for being gay thing. It, basically, he just doesn't want to create another protected class of people because he finds them icky, I guess. I think that's really, if we distill it down.
Because they're icky.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it comes down to. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't have these kind of, these thoughts don't burble out of your mind and then find their way out on your tongue and then out into public. If you don't already have that kind of mindset.
That is the truth.
So, regardless of how much he backpedals, it's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. You don't fire somebody because of their sexual preference. You only fire someone if they cannot perform the job. That's really the only criteria I can ever think of to fire somebody. Can they do the job? Are they good at the job? Then you keep them. Are they really bad at the job? Then you probably ought to get rid of them. Because they're certainly not doing you any favors.
That's logic.
Yeah. Everything else is none of your business.
None your damn.
None ya. I don't care what you do at home. I don't care what you do on your freaking break. You know? I don't care. As long as when you come back, you're working.
Well, it's one of those things like, are you a serial killer? No? Okay, well then go back to your shift.
You know, like, what? Even if you're a serial killer, if you're still able to sell the TVs, then your job shouldn't care until you are no longer employable because you've been arrested.
You know, indicted for being a serial killer.
Right. That's when it changes. But up until then, I don't know that he's a serial killer. I have no idea what he's into. I don't need to know what he's into. He sells the TVs. He makes those 42-inch screens fly off the shelf. That's all I know about. And that's all I care about.
I want you as a character witness, should I ever be... like... Hold on a second, gentlemen.
You are ringing. And now you're
ringing. Okay. For a second, I thought that was a soundbite from Chrono Trigger.
I thought it was like, is it Tubular Bells? Is it that time of year already? I guess it is. Not even sure. So, yeah, the link that I have out from the newcivilrightsmovement.com portrays the entire path to madness that this took with Rand Paul. Lots of tweets, lots of Twitter, you know, direct quotes from him, and then videos and sites to articles and Rachel Maddow telling him that he was wrong and, you know, all these things just on and on and on. Oh, even Hillary Clinton chimed in, said, the feeling when a GOP candidate says it's acceptable to be fired for being gay. And she's just got like this look on her face, and there's a little video clip. Yeah.
She memed herself. She was so pissed off about it. She memed herself.
Well, her staff memed her. Yes. But yeah, that's what it is. And then of course the responses on Twitter. Well, no one should ever read the responses on Twitter. Okay. You can read these cause they're hilarious, but yeah, it's lots of vitriol. Certainly Rand Paul shouldn't read them. I'll go with that.
Wow.
And this guy, he's not your manager at, H.H. Gregg or, you know, or wherever you happen to be working. No, he's running for president.
In perpetuity, he's running for president.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to work for him.
His career is running for president.
Yeah. I wouldn't want him as my manager. I certainly don't want him as my president. So, take that for whatever it's worth. And that finally, thankfully, wraps up the ugly segment. If you are associated with the LGBTQ community, show your support, be there for them, love them as your fellow man or woman or whatever personal pronoun they prefer. And just be a human. Be a good person. And don't let this kind of thing cause anyone to feel so bad about themselves that they need to end their own life. None of that is something that should ever happen. None of this should ever happen because we live in the future.
I have this card.
That's right. We live in
the future!
The future, yes. So, with living in the future comes it's part of the new social contract now, okay? We're in the future. We don't let idiots get away with this stuff. It is unacceptable behavior.
Mr. Feeney said that we have to do good.
That's
right. Good.
Very good. Yes. So, hold these idiots accountable. It's time for them to go. They are no longer accepted here. In the future. They belong to the past. It is not their time to rule anymore. And with that, let's get into entertainment reviews, nitpicks, etc., etc., etc. Mike, Ophelia, what do you have? Have you had any fantastic experiences or even horrible experiences this last week that you just have to get off your chest?
Well, I mean, Back to the Future Day.
Back to the Future Day was great. No, actually, this one is thanks to my lovely wife, because I would not have watched this show if she didn't. But Blacklist is amazing.
It is. It is one of my favorite shows.
I have heard something about Blacklist.
James Spader's sweet deliciousness, and he's one of those. I love James Spader. But also thanks to Michael's lovely wife. She introduced me to Scandal, which is very popular. This week's episode, they hit the subject of racially coded language and dog whistle politics, where the insults are so ingenious that only the victim sees them as insults.
Huh. Yep. And this is the show Scandal?
Yes.
Scandal. The example they were using is that the subtext on this big plot is that the main character was so well-spoken and polite for a black woman.
Oh!
But no one ever says, for a black woman. They just say, she's usually so well-respected. She's usually so articulate. She's usually so well-spoken.
Usually.
It sounds, we know her to be... You know, we know her to be very bright, and it's the unsaid thing is, you know, for a black chick.
Right. Uh-huh.
and you know, as a minority, I can absolutely tell you that this happens so often, people don't even realize they're doing it. And wow. And because it's encoded that these are okay things to say, because you just assume that this is a better thing about a person, you know. I get that I'm very well spoken considering my name, because my birth name, which I do not disclose on here, is hyper ethnic. I have a super ethnic name, and so do all of my siblings. One of my sisters has an X in her name. We are that ethnic that we have the names that, you know, that teachers look at and they're like, give me a, can you, somebody, I can't pronounce this. And
when your business card should actually also have a phonetically, you know, phonetic spelling next to it.
I use it on Facebook. Facebook has that now.
Yeah.
And I've gotten the, oh, wow, your IQ is what? That's very impressive considering your background.
Oh, damn.
That's awful.
That's terrible.
Or, you know, we never thought of you as one of those people.
Wow, that's wrong on so many levels.
And it's coded language because you say that to a group of other people, and only somebody who knows better is going to be like, whoa, 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 that's not a compliment.
Oy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they hit that this week, and it was like... I went to their house, and Michael's wife, like, after some hanging out, she, like, holds up a finger. And she's like, if you don't watch Scandal, you should. And I'm like, well, I haven't. I don't watch a lot of TV. And she goes, there's a monologue in here you need from this newest episode. Watch this. And we sat and we watched the episode, and it was perfectly handled. In as far as sexism goes, classism goes, racism goes, they hit it all beautifully. And even if you're not a fan of those kinds of shows, I really do implore everyone who is listening to watch the most recent episode of Scandal on Hulu or on demand or whatever, so that you can get this information, because it's very important to know how to approach this kind of subject.
Okay.
That's super good.
So we've got two TV shows for everyone to now binge watch, Scandal and Blacklist. And I'm going to break that trend with a bank. I'm switching my bank. I've decided that I'm very tired of these little nickel and dime fees for things that, you know, why are you bothering with that when all it is was an algorithm? An algorithm charged me, not a person. You know, there was something that moved money, and you're going to charge me for that when it was just a program, a small snippet of code? That's all that did it? So you're going to charge me for that. Okay, I'm tired of that. I think that's all absolute bull. So something that popped up in one of my news feeds one day was a bank called Simple. Simple.com. I've got a link that's kind of one of those refer a friend things. I don't know that I get anything off it, but here's the link. They don't charge any fees whatsoever. They're basically made by computer geeks, I'm really thinking, because the app had a lot of like little funny things, like even jokes from XKCD's, you know, correct horse battery staple kind of thing for making passwords.
Yes.
You know, I mean, all of that was in there. I mean, it was obviously just intelligent and highbrow in the way that the whole thing was orchestrated. The app is beautiful and clean. I've used the card. It's also insanely fast. I've used the card at, say, McDonald's. McDonald's, for anyone that's interested, happens to have one of the largest and fastest POS systems in the world. Just because of how quickly and how much money they actually transact daily. Before they hand me the card back, I already have an alert of the money that's taken out of my account. Before they hand me the card back. Like, it is swiped and bling, my phone rings. Just like that. It's amazing. Also, you can, if you happen to lose your card, you can, again, go into the app on your phone. It's very much made for somebody that has a smartphone. I'll tell you that right now. But if you're listening to a podcast, you probably already got one of those. Just thinking. You're my target audience, after all. so with that, each transaction, you know, you can go in and list, and you can make notes on your own transactions. It even has a map that will pop up of where that transaction happened. I mean, just amazing little things that just make you, that's so cool. Over and over and over again for the first couple weeks of using this bank, I was saying, that's so cool. And they're not charging me anything. There's no overdraft fees. There's no fees at all. The only thing is that if you do have to, like, if you have to do checks, if you actually have to cut checks, it's probably not for you. But if you are comfortable with doing an internet bill pay where you put the biller in and you have the bank send the check, then you're fine. And that's pretty much what I do now all the time anyway. You can,
if they
go
don't have overdraft fees, what do they do with overdraft?
Basically, I'm not exactly sure, but it basically, if you have any money in there, because one of the things that's happening to me is I may go over what I have in one account, but I have money that has already been taken out into the savings account, and then they're charging me for the privilege of moving that money from savings back over to checking.
Mm-hmm.
None of that, for sure. They also don't have anything like an actual savings account, but they do have goals. This is an interesting thing where you can say, okay, I need $1,000 by next February 3rd. So start saving now. And what it'll do is it will break down how much per day you're going to need to get to that goal. And it will just start shoveling money a little bit at a time, once a day, into that folder, basically. Now, if you happen to go over your normal budget, it'll just take money out of that. Just simple. Hence the name, I imagine. I'm not exactly positive what happens with the overdrafts. I will have to look at that. But I know that the fees are way reduced, and there's no little nickel and dime fees. If you overdraft your account, you overdraft your account.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad on you, and certainly there ought to be. I think that's the one thing that there ought to be some penalty for, but I don't think it's terrible. Of course, it is also very amusing that banks take money from people that have no money. That's always been amusing to me. I think basically the transaction simply wouldn't occur, like it would be denied.
Mm-hmm.
You may not actually be able to spend it. In one of the other interesting things is, since you've created goals, and let me see, I can actually pull up the app. Since you create goals and things of that nature, it then doesn't show you your full balance. It has, you know, what you have in that. And then the thing that it shows you is called safe to spend. So all your other, you know, bills that you've got set up, your goals that you've got set up, all of those are out of the way. And then you have at the very top of your app, you've got safe to spend, money that is unallocated. So you can just quickly look at the app. And by the way, it's about, you know, 10 times faster than any of the other banking apps that I've been through. And yes, you can do direct, you know, take the pictures of your check and, you know, do direct deposits and things like that. And all the bill pay options are there. It's just been a refreshing experience. And it's really rare that I get to look at a bank and say, wow, that was cool. They make me happy. A bank that makes me happy. So much so that I'm willing to share it with others. So that's all the good stuff that I can give you. That there's a lot of interesting things that people say about them. They're getting a lot of traction, and you might have heard them on, some other podcasts advertising. So, hey, if you're out there, I'll advertise for you too. but you know, so they're making inroads into the technical people out here, us, the people that are listening to this show. We are your target audience. So, go check it out. Yeah, it's at the very least you can look at it and see if it's right for you. If anything, I think you can send money directly over from your own bank account, just a direct wire transfer, basically. That's how you start it up, and you can just take it down to nothing. There's no fees. There's no minimum balance. There's no, you know, you have to spend this much unless you have a direct deposit. No, there's none of that. It's just, it's your money. You can use it. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. They're backed by Bancorp. So they do have, you know, another financial institution providing a lot of the back end stuff. And it's just a plain white card with simple on it. I mean, it is just that vanilla. It's amazing. So if you happen to have a little money and you're fed up with your other bank, you know, start transitioning a little bit and give it a try. Test drive it. See what you think. And that's all I've got, I think. And I think that was probably more than enough. So with that, do you guys have any last gasps? Anything that you need to say?
Well, it's almost Halloween.
It is.
We've got like 8 days to go to Halloween. And Halloween is a very unsafe time for animals because people go crazy. So if you have indoor-outdoor cats, spend the next week calming them down so that they stay indoors for Halloween.
Especially if you have a black cat, because those are frequently targeted.
And related to that, right now, wherever you are, if you can afford it, go and adopt a black cat, because this is also the time of year where people just throw out their black cats and dump them at shelters and pounds and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it causes a huge issue. And I know, at least for several counties here in Florida, black cats have a shorter time before they are euthanized simply because they are black cats. So if you are looking for a cat, especially now, think about getting a black one instead of another one, because they need the homes.
Mm-hmm. I have a black cat, and my cat Sprocket has made the occasional appearance on the podcast, and he's just the sweetest cat I've ever had, and he's just
friggin' adorable.
He loves the hell out of me, and if you need a furry pal, then you can do way worse than a black cat. I've also found that the most black cats, at least the ones that I see around, they tend to be the American Shorthair variety, and I seem to be less allergic to them for some reason. So your mileage may vary, but hey, less allergic to the cat might help. Never know. So black cats, awesome. And yes, that is good advice, because people get stupid around Halloween. They just do. And
also, don't get stupid around Halloween. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy. That's always nice. But again, I think our target audience is not the stupid variety. Right? Right? You're not stupid out there, right?
Don't be stupid.
Right. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Get a cat. Register to vote.
Don't be stupid.
That's right. And register to vote. All right. Okay, with that is it for tonight. We'll be back next Friday about 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, the conversation continue on the web. Head over to orrellyradio.com. That's orrellyradio.com for all the links right at the top of the page. And do watch us live and chat in the IRC, like we've got Tabby Cakes and Switchtrophy.
Sweet Catastrophe.
Sweet Catastrophe. Okay, that's what that is. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much for being out there. You've met my cat. She's evil. Yes, thank you. It's very nice. Okay. If you've liked what we've done here, you can help us. You can help keep the lights on. You can follow the Help Us link on the webpage. That'll take you over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cowen, C-O-W-E-N. That's me. And you can help with a financial donation per episode of the show, or per monthly or something. I'm not even sure what I've done anymore, because very few people are doing it, and I ought to go check on it. But if that's too rich for you, I completely understand. You can contribute to the show with topic ideas, corrections, advertising offers, unclaimed lottery tickets, hate mail, and unsolicited advice by emailing those over to us at O'ReillyRadioPodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can leave a voicemail at 470-222-6759. You can also text that number. And you can post and vote on stories on our subreddit. You can also leave a glowing review. Please, leave us a review on whatever platform you found us on. And of course, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Google Plus, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. Until next time, this has been O'Reilly Radio, part of the Cowan Services Network. Music for the show was created by Kevin McLeod of Comptech.com. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. The broadcast has been successfully terminated.
It's in the can.
Yay! Alrighty.